Hopeful that it's a PowerPoint. It should be on the desktop, and it'll probably say something like spiritual armour. Well, we can't any of us be aware or unaware of all that's been happening this week. It's just been unbelievable. Even if you've been on holiday in Istanbul or Cape Town or wherever you might have been, you'll know what it's been like here in Croydon. And I have folks sort of ringing me up and saying, well, what's going on in Croydon and some other parts of the world? And it's been really incredible. And we need to be saying, well, okay, what is God saying to us through this? Because when we were out there, and some of you probably saw this, you were there to witness that actual scene. And people say it's like the war has broken out. And it literally was like that. I can remember seeing pictures, okay, pictures, I was not there doing this. Quite honestly, it looked like that. You go to the top of London Road and you see the fire, the water, the buildings that have collapsed. You think this is an outpost in the 40s. When we were being bombed. It's very much as if war has broken out. I guess most of us will be aware people's lives have been affected. There's two church members whose flats, three actually, who either live in those flats in London Road or who have been living in London Road. Coral Ann's family, I think there's 12 of her family in London Road. I might be confused with it, Zina's family there as well. And I can't remember, Abraham, what your friend is called. Michael. Yeah, he was living there and has had to move out. These are people we know. These are folk whose families we know. We know them, we know their families. And they've lost everything, literally everything. There was, I was talking to one of the police officers, and she was saying that this guy had been on holiday and he turned up Tuesday morning walking up some road with his suitcase. No longer did he have a home. Everything had gone. A guy turned up and, okay, that's one area that people have lost stuff. A guy turned up on Tuesday morning, so he went up again. And he said that he was applying to stay in this country. His papers were at the solicitors, this is Barnes Solicitors in London Road. They had been ransacked, everything taken, his passport, his papers. So many lives have been affected through what happened this past week. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought that this is what we would have seen in Croydon in 2011? Well, I didn't hear you talk, Paul. Paul knew that this sort of thing was going to happen. He wrote about a battle. He wrote about spiritual forces in a heavenly world. He said we're fighting against spiritual forces in a heavenly world. this dark age. Now, what does that mean in practice? You know, we haven't seen lots of little devils jump down the fence with little pitchforks and that, have we? That's not what it means. But it means that sin and evil are somehow rampant in our world. Now, we might want to ask some questions, you might want to answer them. Why did this happen? What are some of the underlying causes? What do we reckon? Well, express your views. Why is it happening?
Break down the family life.
I think that's a significant part of it. I think many people would affirm that. Any other ideas? Well, and you've all been thinking about this.
No, sorry.
Children leaving school very late, so you can't get a job.
Okay, poor education, no work, people left school, unable to get a job. Well, ill discipline.
We have to take God out of the equation and teach our own stuff. We are not bringing the kids to the equation of God, so they don't have value.
Okay, yeah. That reiterates what somebody was saying, I think, on the radio this morning. We're taking God out of it. There's no morals, no values for God. What, no faith?
No respect.
No respect. I think that's a key one. No respect. If you want to really make your blood run cold, some of you probably listen to this, on BBC News, on the internet, there's an interview with two girls. And they're expressing how much fun it has been to be part of this. And basically, we want to show the police who's in charge. It's the rich people, it's the government. And it makes your blood run cold. Total lack of respect. So poor parenting, poor education, no respect for those in authority. Government cutbacks, well, yes and no, I put it there. We cannot actually blame the government for it. It may be a factor, okay? Poverty. But then you notice there's an awful lot of poor people that are not right. You know, there are lots of issues, and we need to be careful before we say, oh, it's the government. No, the government didn't get out there and say to people, why don't you go and riot? The government's intent was to stop it. Okay, isn't the police's fault? They may not have got everything perfect, that's for sure, but not their fault. The fault lies in the people that do it. That's where the fault lies. But you know what? I would say that the problem really lies within. Is there even harm? That's a real issue. I was reading just the other day in Proverbs this. Wicked people love the taste of evil. Now, when I was walking down London Road, this was Monday night, and this is happening, and you sort of think, to what extent should we intervene? When you see people in masks and stuff carrying keyboards that are knocked off from rock solid, you don't, I didn't personally feel, so I'm just saying, excuse me, but when I can hear the reports, when you see people's attitude laughing and joking, I was actually sickened by what I saw. It made me almost physically ill at what I was seeing, what mankind was doing, how we were. There were those that were just destroying, spoiling their community. Well, there's a big question. What can we do? Okay, it's no good us sitting here and saying, oh, you know, it's terrible. This shouldn't happen. These young people, they've got no respect. Oh, they should to it now, deal with it now, rather than having to face God in eternity. Pray for those affected. There's a lot of people, as I say, members of our fellowship, or at least those related to our fellowship. Pray for them. Because for some of them, they have indeed literally lost everything. I'm a bit more personal for some of those folks. Many of them are in quite big extended families, and the family have given a lot of support. So that's a very encouraging thing. And many of those folks come from different ethnic groups where actually family is very strong and very important. So there is that positive side where the families are supportive. I think we need to work for a just society. It's no good just saying, well, you know, the government should do it, and we should sort of, I don't know what to say, really. But, you know, what can we do to make our society more just? Question for us. And then, as we said, one of the practical root causes of it all is the breakdown of family life. I guess many of us here knowing what that means at a personal level. But let's pray and encourage family life. Now, let's pray actually that our structures in this country, our government, our schools, will encourage family life. Discipline is something somebody said. Now, actually, it's not as easy these days to discipline children. Some of us, I hate this, it's just showing how old I am, you know, some of us remember that it wasn't just so much a parent who gave discipline, but it was a community, it was neighbours. If I was getting into mischief, I never would have done, of course, as a child, if I got into mischief and I was borrowing apples and things that other people thought they owned. But nowadays, do you imagine what would happen if they are a kid goes to the Byron's garden and takes some of his apples and Byron said, come here, whatever, across his back side. I'll get my dad on you, that's abuse. I'll get the police. See, this is one of the problems we've got in school. Now, I'm not a random rave, I'm a bit prone to that now, Jay. In school, I know there are times when perhaps teachers might have gone over the top in the past. Nowadays, many of others who are teaching are maybe exaggerating, so bring me to task if I'm exaggerating. A child who's out of order, it's very difficult actually for a teacher to know quite how to handle that child. Literally, physically, handling a child can get you into trouble. There are ways of doing it. Is that a fair comment, Nick? Well, sort of, a bit,
okay.
But that is the truth of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is this whole new discipline has gone out the window, and we need to pray about that. Encourage parents to be able to wisely discipline their children. For parents to be there for their children. I mean, I know some of you will have heard some of the reports in the law courts where fairly young children or young people have been brought up and parents haven't been there because they can't be vulnerable and don't really see it as a priority. Let's see and encourage parental involvement. Okay, but it's not all about those people that have been involved in this. It's actually about us as well. It's not just about other people. It's pretty unlikely that any of us involved in the riots. Any of you want to confess?
What about receiving stolen goods?
Anybody just take a flat screen tape or a very big riot or a smartphone? Have I got a new pair of trainers? I guess most of us have not been involved in what's actually
happened.
What's that? Right. But we are involved in a spiritual battle, aren't we? How many of us are not tempted in He wants to tempt us. He wants us to fall. And it's in all sorts of ways. Jealousy. Are you jealous of somebody? Is that eating away inside? That's destructive. That's the devil at work. He's actually wanting to spoil things. Jealousy. Envy. He wants to bring us down. So what are we going to do? Well, the Bible talks about the armour. We need to resist. I won't go into a long thing about all the pieces of armour, but there are one or two things I do want to say. And one of them is about walking in the truth. What does that mean? What does it mean to walk in the truth? Well, of course, it does mean not to tell lies, not to slander, not to exaggerate. I find myself falling into that category sometimes, trying to respond. You overstate something to make a point, it almost becomes a lie. We fall into these traps. But I think what it also means is standing on the fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that, I believe, means taking on board his values. You see, where is the truth about what makes us happy? Why do we have this notion that having another flat screen TV or a smartphone is going to make us happy? Why is it going to make us any better or happier to have a smart pair of trainers? Why are we falling for these lies? Now, I'm going to get against flat screen TVs or smartphones, so I'm going to keep you as my friend, okay? And all of you have just gone and bought one. There's nothing wrong with those things, but as a society, we seem to think these are the things that matter. Things matter to this society. But Jesus is saying, people, relationships, are what matters. What's going to last for eternity? Who's got a flat screen TV? You need to put your hands up. Are you going to say you didn't get hit? No. Who's just got a nice pair of trainers? Hey, you can be great. Some of us. Go to heaven with it? Who's got a smartphone? Blackberry? I know you have, Daniel. No, you're not. These things don't last. Jesus said, invest in what does. Faith, hope, and love. These are the things that last. The world has told us lots of lies. So stick with the truth. We have Jesus' values. We're not going to want to get involved in, oh, I must have this, I must have that. Because we think, actually, these things don't matter. They really don't. Not when it comes to the big scheme of things. So let's stick with his truth. Oh, we'll just go back, sorry. Securing our salvation. Some of us who've been out in this part of the world, and Monday night, okay, well, on the Tuesday, I was speaking to a lady, lived just there. Okay? And she was frightened. How many of you actually were feared and frightened on Monday night? Yeah, okay. I was surprised. Well, you know what can happen, don't we? You know, there were people going past our houses. There were shops being vandalised, looted, damage being done. People dying. Why shot and crime, of course. Three people run over. You couldn't be secure and safe. You were living there, that lady was. She thought, am I going to get ripped through my window? Are they going to set fires in my house? Fearful time. But whatever befalls us, we are actually safe for eternity. It spoke about the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. be sure, even as Christians, that all will be well. It won't necessarily. Some of you come from countries where being a Christian is almost a guarantee that all will not be well. That's the reality. We're not going to be saved by God when bad things happen to everybody else. We are part of this fallen, broken world, and we suffer along with others. That's the reality. You know, I really did wish and I really did pray that things would end quickly on Monday night. I prayed that it would bucket down like it's never bucketed down before. I was talking to one of the police guys, and they say, look, we want PC rain. That's what we mean. PC rain. The PC rain, there's a lot of poop in those things like riders, because all the riders go home and they're going to get wet. And but it didn't, did it? No, we can't guarantee that we'll be spared in this life, but we can guarantee that we are safe for eternity. Well, there's one more thing to think about, because we're not a bunch of people that shut ourselves up in the barracks, that's it, soldiers, it's a soldiers, okay? You know what, I'm getting forgetful, I'm creeping up on me, stress is what I think it is. Okay, yeah, we know a group of us like the soldiers, safe and secure in their barracks. We're out on the battlefield. We're engaging with what's going on. We've been armed for the battle, equipped for the offensive. We've got the Bible, the Word of God, the shoes, the peace is how Paul puts it. Peace of the gospel. We've been equipped to be active Christians. You know, we cannot say, we'll get the police will sort this out, the government will sort it out, it's all their fault. We need to be engaging. We need to be working with our communities, not set apart from our communities. We need to be proclaiming God's word in a better way, the right way. We need to do that by word and by action. I have been so encouraged this week, so encouraged, after the terrible things of Monday night. Throughout this week, there have been a group of people here at Christchurch who have been sorting out clothing for those who've lost everything. They've been providing meals, drinks, support. And I think, you know what? That is Christianity in action. That's actually God's word being taken and lived out. It's making a difference. That's what we should be doing as Christians. Not just sitting back saying, tut-tut, this world is going downhill. This world is going downhill. It always has been. We should actually engage in making a difference. So my grateful thanks to all of you who have been involved in some way. Thank you so much for showing Christian action. Or Christian love in action. One last thing, perhaps the most important thing, because even if you cannot be here during the week making tea, cooking meals, we're all praying. This is a spiritual battle. We're all engaged in it. Pray. Now, I think it's one of the things the church has done at various things, saying the church prayer meeting here, the prayer meeting there. We can pray. Pray together now. We'll take time tonight at our communion service to pray. Oh, come on. This is important. We cannot sit back now and outside and think, oh, it's terrible what's happening. Come together to pray. I think it's one very important thing. I think, Brian, you actually were struck by that. God, we spoke to you on that. What's this about? What are we going to do? Come together to pray. So, opportunity tonight, half past six. Okay, sorry it's a big long round, forgive me for that. Important stuff. Sit it through, tell you what God gives you, and maybe you'll act upon it. Lord, I do pray that maybe so. Some of this stuff will be relevant to some of us.